SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
In this bulletin, a candlelit vigil to honour the Bondi Westfield victims to be held today. 14 Palestinians and a paramedic killed in the West Bank. And in sport, Australian triathlete Luke Williott boosts his Paris Olympic hopes, winning the World Cup round in Wollongong. With all the latest SBS news, I'm Hannah Kwan. Brittany Higgins has broken her silence to welcome the judgment in Bruce Lahriman's failed defamation trial, saying it is time to heal. In findings delivered on Monday, Justice Michael Lee found that on the balance of probabilities, Bruce Lahriman did rape the then 24-year-old in March of 2019. In a post on her personal Instagram account, Ms. Higgins thanked Justice Lee for his trauma-informed approach. She said after 5 years of criminal and civil trials, it is now time to heal. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says a coronial inquiry into the Bondi Junction stabbing attack will help the government understand how to better manage mental health resources. The inquiry will look into both the police response to the attack and the killer's interactions with mental health agencies in New South Wales and his home state of Queensland. Premier Minns says the inquiry will help provide insight into whether the state's mental health budget could be better managed.
The New South Wales government spends about $2.7 billion a year on mental health funding each year. Now, to put that in perspective, that's about half as much as we spend on the New South Wales police force. We have to answer the question over time as to whether that money's going in the right areas and it's being spent most effectively. I need to do that with evidence, and I'm confident that coronial inquiry will help direct the government's policy changes.
Hundreds of people are expected to gather in Bondi early this Sunday evening for a candlelit vigil to honour the victims of Australia's worst mass killing in years. The Israeli military claims it has killed 10 Palestinian fighters in a two-day raid on a refugee camp in the city of Tulkum in the occupied West Bank. In a post on X, Israel's military says their forces killed 10 people, arrested 8 wanted individuals, and confiscated extensive weaponry during the raid on the Nur Shams refugee camp. Palestinian health officials say a 16-year-old boy who was shot with live fire by Israeli forces was among those killed. Video footage shows Israeli soldiers driving bulldozers through the area, causing major damage to infrastructure, as well as firing stun grenades, live bullets, and using noxious gas against local Palestinians resisting the raid. Red Crescent medic Haitham Khalaf says ambulances were barred from the area by Israeli military and were unable to provide medical assistance.
We were notified that there are injuries in the street in Al-Maslak area. We moved there, 3 ambulances, based on the request of the mobilization coordinator. Like you saw, the military jeeps stopped us and asked us to turn around and go back. We could not go forward, and they stayed there until we turned around and came back.
Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the government will take on X, formerly known as Twitter, if it wants to challenge demands from the eSafety Commissioner in court. The warning follows statements from X pledging to fight the eSafety Commissioner's demands that it remove content about the stabbing at a church in Western Sydney. The social media platform says the commissioner does not have the power to dictate what it removes. Mr. Butler says Australia will not be bullied by Elon Musk or any other tech billionaire.
Well, can I say this, that our government is utterly committed to making sure that social media is a safe place for Australians, and we support the work of the eSafety Commissioner. Australia has one of the world's leading eSafety regimes, laws that were put in place with our support by the former government that have been continued by our government with increased funding, and we absolutely support the work of the eSafety Commissioner.
Turning to sport and in athletics, Australian triathlete Luke Willian has boosted his Paris Olympic hopes by winning the World Cup round in Wollongong. It's his first World Cup round victory in 5 years, and while the result does not guarantee him selection for the Games, Willian has gained plenty of confidence from the performance. The 27-year-old Brisbane native won the 750-metre swim, 20-kilometre cycle and 5-kilometre run event in 52 minutes and 52 seconds, easily beating South African Jamie Riddle, with Diego Moya of Chile coming in third. Matt Hauser, who withdrew from Saturday's Wollongong race because of food poisoning, is the only confirmed Australian selection for the Paris triathlon team. So far, Australia will have two men and two women competing in the individual and mixed relay triathlons at the Paris Games. And that's all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.